Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
That's Foster the People. Why do I love them so much? They really are good.
A lot of people love them so much.
It's a different sound.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous song.
Why is it dangerous?
That song, that particular song, if you listen to the lyrics carefully, you better outrun my gun faster than my bullets. It's about, you know, kids stealing shoes for with a gun, right? It's about armed robbery among kids. It's about,
yeah.
But I thought it was about don't slow dance at the high school dance. I see. I always think they're metaphors.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is about guns in school.
Well, I have a cousin who's in high school, Kayla. And one of her English literature class projects was to take a song you love, a pop song you love, that just is a catchy beat, makes you want to dance, and really listen and dissect the lyrics for their meaning. And Kayla picked that song, and it was quite a revelation for her.
Now, did she get to interviews with the band where they talked about why they wrote it?
She referenced those. She didn't get actually meet or interview the band.
But she knows that's what they intended the song to be about. She had more to go with than just the lyrics, right?
I would assume. She just came to us, and we were at a family dinner one night, and she was kind of...
She's related to you, right?
Yeah.
She could have made the whole thing up.
Made the whole thing up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's probably what it's about.
Mark Foster, who of Foster the People, was a jingle writer, and he wrote Pumped Up Kicks. That was their big song. It came out a couple of years ago, and it was about, he said it was written from the perspective of a troubled and delusional youth with homicidal thoughts. He wrote the lyrics in order to bring awareness to the issue of gun violence amongst youth, which he feels is an epidemic perpetuated by lack of family, love, and isolation. So it's not like...
So you just cut and paste that, and you have your book report.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was bullied in high school as well.
Neat. And it's just a really great song.
Pop, catchy. Every kid knows every word.
Yeah. There are other songs like that, too. Songs that are about dark things that seem like happy songs. Can you think of any?
I Don't Like Mondays.
Mondays is a perfect example. What was that about again? It was about someone who shot up a classroom
school shooting, yeah.
Same topic, guns in school.
That was like the first big publicly aware school shooting, I think. I think that Boomtown Rats song.
Who did Boomtown Rats did that?
Oh, yeah, Bob Geldof.
Other songs that are about dark things but seem to be happy pop songs.
Let It Rain.
What's that about?
Raining.
Oh, thanks a lot, Joe. You know what?
It sounds so happy.
Yeah.
How about
you want it darker than that, huh?
No, and Rain.
Fire and Rain, James Taylor.
And what's that about?
Wasn't it about his wife dying?
Yeah.
In a plane crash?
Wow. I always thought I'd see you again. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Yep.
Wow.
This one. Oh.
Sort of weird to talk about that in that weird accent, but I know that's just his accent, right?
Right.
Let's not make fun of it. Great band. I got one. Timothy. Remember the song Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
Cannibalism. Shh, don't tell them yet.
Oh, when I figured that out? Ooh.
See if you can find Timothy.
Do you remember who did
Here's
that?
Here's a song that was a hit song. I don't think people found out what it was about until after it was a hit record. They used to play games back in those days with record promotion. Like they'd put out an album cover of Abbey Road and then they'd say, Paul's got bare feet, he must be dead. And then you go, Paul has bare feet, he must be dead.
Right. Oh, and George is dressed like a gravedigger.
Yeah. So they used to try to come up with things to get, you know, literally going viral was possible then, only you literally had to kiss somebody or touch them or lick a door handle. Here we go. Remember this one, Joe?
I don't know who did this, huh?
Joe and me were the only ones left. And Tim. What happened to Timothy?
Timothy,
so what was it about? Was it about a plane crash or something?
It's about a cave-in.
A cave-in.
They were stuck in a cave, and when he gets to the line, our tummies were full as they could be, and no one knew what happened to Timothy. I mean, like, I'm listening to this song on the radio, and it's like, what?
And they mixed it low.
Water enough for two.
So, but it's kind of hard to hear the lyrics a little bit. Yeah. You have to wait till like it's already a hit record. That's weird. You know, it doesn't sound the same as it sounded years ago.
That's
kind of cheesy
good, mean,
and,
yeah.
and bad now.
No.
No, do you know what I mean? Ever like something you used to think was big, and then you hear it later, and it's...
It had strings back then. Now you hear this one squeaky little violin. You
know? Right. Eric.
By the way, this song did reach number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. And it was written, believe it or not, by Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada guy.
The Pina Colada guy who also had a thing about cannibalism?
Yeah, the band was called the Buoys, and it was released in 1971.
Like okay. Ocean Buoy, B-O-U-Y?
Yeah, B-U-O-Y-S. Buoys.
Any other songs that are pop songs about dark things? Anybody on the text?
Are people texting about this? I was doing my own research there. Well, I mean, you know, people are suggesting songs that aren't catchy and happy.
Oh.
Like Jeremy. Like we know a Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mad World is not a poppy song.
Okay.
Every Breath You Take is about stalking.
Is it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not as dark as cannibalism, I'll give you, but...
But it also isn't happy. Like, Timothy!
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Timothy!
I wish I had some gravy.
Oh. I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
This is a long time ago, but the ultimate happy little rhyme, Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of, actually, at the very beginning of this.
Yeah, that's about the plague or something.
Play Ring Around the Rosie.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
A pocket full of posies, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's been a great cover of Ring Around the Rosie.
I mean,
that's on YouTube.
While he's looking for that, you can mention that anything ever done by the Smiths or the Cure or Joy Division that even was poppy at all was depressing.
They're
not
all
about
depressing
specific
just
instances.
Because of who they are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Pedro?
I'm only finding kids' versions of this song.
Because it's a kid's song.
But which one do you want? Because even Gaspar Baby Pants.
I want the one that's not playing right now.
Okay, I'm going to play this one.
All right.
You just enjoy it.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. Okay, you're saying it. It's your fault if it's horrible.
I know. Believe me. I get it.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Hold on. Okay.
It's only in one channel, but that's okay. It's my fault. It's going to go to the second channel. Here we go. So we used to sing this as kids, like in kindergarten. We'd all get around in a circle, and it would be, I think they, you know, it was at the time they didn't have all the antidepressants and stuff, so this song would calm kids down. It was about the plague, Eric?
I am doing research on this, and it's vague, by the way. It seems like it doesn't really hold up, because the first time we saw anything like this came in 1796, and that was well after the Black Death, and even after the Great Plague, which happened in England in 1665, which was a similar thing. So, no, this seems like it actually came later.
Okay. Happy-sounding songs about sad things. It's... Una. Is your name Una, or did he just not spell it correctly?
No, he spelled it right. I've talked to you guys before. I cannot believe you can't remember me. How can you forget a name like Una?
Look, so stop yelling at me, Una. You make me feel like I'm home. I did forget your name. Una, welcome back to the show. And you have a happy-sounding song that's about something sad.
Yeah, we were at work yesterday. We're all kind of bopping our heads to that old song. And I'm not good with titles or artists or anything, but it's Take a Letter, Maria.
Well, you forgot the name of the song, which is Take a Letter, Maria, so now we're even.
Yeah, better than I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're all listening to it, and it's about a boss who's having his wife write a letter, is having a boss having his secretary write a letter to his wife saying he's not coming home. Him and his secretary are going to go start a new life.
Right. So what's unhappy about that?
Yeah, he's good.
Hold on a minute. His cheating wife.
His wife was cheating on him.
In the arms of another man is in the letter. His wife's a cheating bihotch, and he's letting his secretary know, tell that bihotch I ain't coming home.
But she's right about one thing. It's kind of a happy-sounding song about a sad thing. Let's listen for a second. Thank you. Thank you, Una.
Secretary to me.
And it's thanks like this.
I've been watching you all this time.
You'll always be.
That's the unspoken part of that song. Yeah.
Once I rode to work nights, the truck to build a good life.
He was late at the office.
And only has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria.
Yeah, the premise is kind of, it's thin.
I worked too much.
She I stayed out. I worked late.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she cheated. I think that's the opposite of what usually happens.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That song, by the way, reached number 2 on the Hot 100 chart in 1969, recorded by R.B. Greaves.
What was the date again? 69?
1969, yeah.
So that's totally Mad Men.
Yeah, texters are bringing up Lola because it was about a woman who is not a woman. Somebody's bringing up Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks, which is a happy song about killing your husband.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Goodbye Earl.
That's a great one.
Happy song about very unhappy things. I would say Goodbye Earl is better than Take a Letter, Maria. Pedro? Good job. Fast. This was a big song, too, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. Got a lot of backlash for this, too, for its message. Wrapping Earl up in a tarp and dumping him in a swamp.
Mm. Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all
die. Yeah, I love it. La, 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 la.
So sweet. Those black eyed
peas. La, 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 la.
It tastes all right to me.
We'll all be happy when you die.
Right.
You feeling weak?
All right. That's maybe the best example so far.
Yeah. There's a couple people suggesting Last Kiss is covered by Pearl Jam. That was about a car accident where someone's wife died. Yeah. Not happy.
Not happy. Yeah. Yes, but not a happy sounding song. It's a somber. Yeah,
it's kind of happy.
But not like Earl.
No.
Oh, yippee, Earl. Let's kill him. JC and Buckley, what do you have?
Hey, it's an honor to be on the Jody Brothers Show with Bob, Spike, and Joe.
That's our honor, too.
You got a crystal ball there, my friend?
Yeah. We're more honored than you because we get paid.
Hey, I thought it, too. One is the Beatles, Better Run For Your Life If You Can. Little Girl, Hide Your Head in the Sand. Catch You With Another Man, that's the end. Remember that one?
Run For Your Life, Little Girl is a great one. Here we go.
And
hold on. What's it's fair is fair. If you can do this to Earl, you've got to do it to her, too, right?
Of course.
In a song. Of
right.
course.
Little girl. Little girl.
Well, you know that I'm a wicked guy and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make...
Unfortunately, the guy in this song is Earl. So the whole thing...
And ironically, all the girls scream with delight when they...
Oh, yes!
That's a good one, JC. What else do you have? The Delilah one?
Yeah, the Delilah one by Tom Jones.
All right, what's that about?
Oh, listen to it. It's horrible. My jaw hit the floor.
The night that I passed by her window.
Walked by her window.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. My Delilah.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So it's all, he walked by the window and Delilah is...
Yeah.
Well, I think, this. If you listen to it, I mean, this could have been O.J.'s inspiration, this song.
Oh, dude.
You know what I think the song is, actually?
I think it's about Pedro watching the neighbors in the hot tub.
Right? I walk out my window and they're in the hot
there
tub.
There was a girl in a yellow bikini up there.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I got something strange on my desk this morning that it was really cool, and I'll share a little bit of it with you. It's very long. The other day we were talking about the changing communications of our time. It wasn't too long ago, maybe 15 years ago, that email became commonplace. And people said, email is destroying the handwritten letter to grandma. And in fact, nobody's taking the time to write a letter. And people are using acronyms like R-O-F-L. F-L. Yeah. R-O-F-L. L-M-A-O. And,
O-M-W.
T-T-F-N.
What's TTFN?
Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now. So this was true 15 years ago. And then just a couple of years ago, people started Twittering and texting, and the email became the new antique. And I noticed that, you know, for example, in the text, when we do a topic like this, we may get hundreds of... and by the way, very useful, because you guys are being creative. You're like, it's like you're interacting with the show and being a part of it in real time. It's very cool. I don't want to take anything away from it, other than that you might kill yourself if you're driving, so please pull over. Then I noticed that emails had declined, and it's okay, because, you know, it's hard to keep up with a lot of email. And
right.
Well, when I mentioned that on the show, it wasn't like I was begging for email, so it probably sounded like that. And yeah, maybe there's a part of me was like, man, we used to get a lot of email. Right after that, a lot of people began writing really long letters via email. And we've made it convenient for you because there's one email, show@bobrivers.com, that we all read. Part of why we do that is to keep it simple. The other part is that we have an open and honest policy on this show. We have no real secrets from each other. We don't like to blindside. If we're going to do something on the air, everyone had a chance to see it ahead of time. Do we know that Spike won't read it?
Well, I like somebody to be blindsided.
Yeah.
For comedic relief. That's always,
that's right.
You know.
So I got a lot of emails. Today, I received a 2-page handwritten letter.
What is that thing you're holding?
What do you call that? Cursive?
It's like calligraphy almost.
Calligraphy. What do you call that penmanship, Eric?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Calligraphy.
Well, it's troubling, I can tell you that. It is written out in long form. It's not cursive. Those are individually, you know, printing. It's printing.
Each individual letter as if it were printed.
Do they even teach cursive anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do. Darby, second grade. She cursive, I'm telling you, she's learning this year to write her name in cursive. And
wow.
for a kid, it's a big step.
So it was dated Saturday, June 23rd. He probably walked it over here. Dear Bob, your complaint about too many texts these days and too many emails is well-founded. I wasn't complaining.
No.
It's okay. I plead guilty, so every once in a while I will write a letter longhand. My wife and I really enjoyed your interview with Dax Shepard and his fiancée, Kristen Bell. But why no camera shots? We saw plenty of mug shots of the staff. We should mention that. We did want to mention it on that day because we don't, you know, we're kind to our guests. We don't torpedo when their managers give us weird requests, like, don't talk about this or you must talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, it's not that we'll do anything a manager says. It's that we decide at the time, is the interview worth doing? There are many interviews you never get to hear because they make some stupid request asking us not to do something, and we say, fine, we don't want the interview. There are some interviews we won't do unless the people are in the studio live.
It doesn't surprise me that she wouldn't want any video on her after what she just went through with that sloth video going viral of her hysterical crying. Who, what woman wants a video of her hysterical crying to be seen by 4 million people?
And that's the explanation on the Jody Brothers Show.
with Bob Swagen Show.
By the way, if you ever want this show, I will groom you to take it over.
No, thank you. I'm good where I'm at.
You told me once you didn't want it.
Your job's a lot harder than mine.
You don't ever want to be a show host. How come?
No. Because it's 55 times harder.
So, you got to work with idiots when you're a host. I mean, look around.
No, I don't mind you guys, but I can just sit here and wait until I feel like saying something.
Too, you get to be surrounded by really spectacular people that make you look good.
Yeah, but it's a lot of thinking, and it's very hard on me.
The thinking part.
I can't think that hard.
So, right, you like to just blurt.
Blit.
Hey, that was good.
And you blurt good, too.
I blurt great.
Spike, Joe blurts, but he's really thought about it a lot of time beforehand because his mind is always working.
Oh, yeah. He's
just a potato gun, man. He aims.
So anyway, on that interview, just to answer that for several people who asked, when Dax and Kristen Bell were coming in, the prerequisite for the interview is, look, we'll bring them into the studio for you, but she's not doing any camera stuff right now because of, you know, the recent viral thing. She's just not, doesn't want any follow-ups out there. She doesn't want people editing it or doing whatever. And so we were fine with that because it was a thrill to have them in the studio. And we had to decide what to do. Maybe we made the wrong decision. We could have put up a test pattern or something like the guy, you know what they used to do on TV? They'd have a picture of an engineer leaning over a transmitter and they'd go, sorry for our technical difficulties.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Whoops. Our bad. It was a cup of coffee spill on the board.
We could have actually acted like there was a technical glitch. Or we could have simply not sent it to the video feed, which was not acceptable. And so at the time, you know, we put the cameras on us and not on them, which would have been very disappointing to anybody watching the video feed, I'm sure.
Anybody watching the video feed who texted in and said, why can't I see them? Or why do I keep having to look at you guys? I'm sick of looking at you guys.
Did you reply to them?
Yes, they all got the answer.
All right. And if you mailed us a letter, Jody will write a cursive reply.
I will not.
No, she will curse in the reply.
An acronym.
By the way, speaking of cursive, they do not teach it in the Bethel School District, and they do not teach it in Seattle School District.
Ah. Anyway, Dax, and by the way, the reason we didn't say it on the air is because 99% of our listening is on the air, and we didn't want to disrupt the interview by worrying about that, because we had so much else to talk to them about. So that was that decision. And, you know, you can do the best you can behind the scenes.
And if you're dying to see what they look like, there are plenty of pictures on our website and on our Facebook pages.
And this person also says, you didn't ask about the new season of Parenthood. You mentioned that Ray Romano had been signed to the show, but you never brought it up with them. And that's intentional, by the way. When you have big stars in the room, talking about how they feel about other big stars is a luxury. Why waste any time not talking about them while they're here? Sure, it's news about the show. But the other thing I will tell you, I've asked people about their upcoming season 100 times and or more. And generally speaking, they haven't read the scripts yet.
Or they don't know.
And they don't know.
Or when they do, sometimes they're locked out on secrecy.
And they can't say.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't often, you know, there's an old law school rule. Only ask a question that you know the answer to already. And I don't quite do that. But generally, when you know that you're going to ask a question like that, that's going to get kind of a stock answer. Unless you know something or you've heard a rumor, about the upcoming season, like somebody dies. Then you can go, I hear so-and-so dies, and they go, I haven't read the script.
And why is that video camera on me?
I can't talk about it. Yeah, and turn that. So,
and what they're here to talk enthusiastically about is the thing he wrote, he produced.
Yeah,
he
the movie was coming out. That's the focus.
That's his heart. That's what he wants to talk about.
And they always want to talk about their movie or whatever it is they're pushing. And you respect that. Because the worst thing you can do is never bring it up, which sometimes some shows do. You respect that, but you can also go other places. All right. Thanks for the tip on... Spike, thanks for the tip on bleepingcomputer.com. But you were going to give us the phone number of your computer repair buddy who worked for Beer. I'm 80 years old, Spike. He's 80 years old.
Wow.
I can't believe an 80-year-old man is the one who wrote a letter.
I can't believe he can write that clearly.
I mean, look at this for 80, though. Can you believe...
That's why it took a week to get here,
I hope
though.
He doesn't mind. I'd like to take a picture of that and tweet it to all my friends.
There you go. Show those kids today how it's done.
This is beautiful. Exactly. I'm 80 years old, Spike. God knows I could use some freebies. You want to get your friend to help him with his computer?
Actually, my friend is really going through some medical issues right now, and that's the reason I didn't offer markup for a public dissection there.
Is he okay?
He'll be okay. He's tough. He's having a second bout with cancer.
Let's get the 80-year-old on the phone and do tech support. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Except, does he have his phone number here? No, he has an address. The only way we could get back to him is
we'll get a pony and ride over there.
We'll write a postcard that says, unplug it and plug it back in.
Reboot it. Ride us back.
A tip of the hat to Spike, my fellow shoreliner. You should go visit this guy.
I'd love to.
You should go sit with him.
I'd love an 80-year-old.
Maybe he'll put you in his will.
Okay.
If you're kind.
Well, you know.
He's happy that you trimmed your beard. It no longer looks like it belongs on a villain in one of those Hong Kong kung fu movies.
Nice. Outstanding. I was Ming the Merciless to this guy. I won't give him free computer help. I look like Satan's helper.
He also says, Joe, you are a delightful southern dude. It's a joy to listen to your storytelling.
You don't look evil.
I love your stories about you and Emily. It's great stuff. Enjoy her while you can. They grow up all too fast. And his kids are like 60.
Mouthing off.
I don't want to retire.
What else does he say? Oh, boy, by the way,
page
he takes time to...
Two?
He talks... Jody, you want to hear the 80-year-old's letter to you?
Is it good?
Pedro, do you want to hear the 80-year-old's letter to you?
Is it good?
He wrote a letter to each one of us. Eric, do you want to hear the 80-year-old's letter to you?
Of course.
Of course he does.
Is it good, Eric?
The rest of you want to know if it's too long, if it's good. When I come back, I'll tell you what this wonderful gentleman said about the rest of the staff.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KTR.
Most families who switch to USAA Auto Insurance stay with USAA Auto Insurance. Begin your legacy and get a quote. Visit USAA.com/insurance or call 800-227-USAA. That's 800-227-8722.
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru at I-90 and Eastgate in Bellevue or ChaplinsSubaru.com.
It's time to play Albertson's Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway. It's easy. Play now for your share of over $20 million in prizes and money-saving offers. Win cash instantly or collect game tickets for even bigger prizes like an exotic vacation, a new car or boat, and much more. We'll even have a $1 million winner, guaranteed. It could be you. Play Albertson's Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway. Today could be your day to win. No purchase necessary to play or win. Play through August 21st while supplies last. Must be 18 or older and a legal U.S. resident of Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Washington, or Wyoming. Void where prohibited when $1 million prize paid in annuity. Subject to full official rules at Albertsons.com/sizzlin'summer.
Shop at Albertsons through Wednesday, July 4th for low prices with your preferred rewards card. Right now, Albertsons Beef Loin New York Strip Steak is $4.99 a pound, and mini watermelons are $1.99 each. And now through July 10th, earn double gas rewards redeemable at any participating USA gas location. Shop, earn, fuel at Albertsons.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Kind of a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too, and I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
If you ever took Psych 101, you might remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The idea is human needs are tiered, and unless you meet basic needs first, like breathing, food, and water, you can't move up to higher needs, like love and respect. Interesting thing about that hierarchy, paying ridiculous bank fees isn't on it. At Sound Credit Union, we totally get this. You have a life with real needs like groceries, rent, heat, gasoline, piano lessons, shin guards, college funds, retirement, and tons of other stuff. And we don't think fees should get in the way. Hopefully that's where we fulfill your higher need, for respect.
At Sound Credit Union, we think your checking account should pay bills, not be a bill. That's why we offer free checking with no fee gouging and 20 full-service branches. And when you open a new checking account with direct deposit, we'll start you off with $100. Learn more at soundcu.com. Sound Credit Union. We never forget. It's your money. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you'll direct your attention to this radio message, we'd like to go over some pre-flight suggestions at SeaTac Airport. Once you're past security and cruising comfortably at 433 feet, you'll find shops, restaurants, and other ways to make the time fly before you fly. If you have children and nowhere to stow them, a complimentary kids' play area is provided for your convenience and sanity. In case of a shopping emergency, merchants are available in every concourse with a selection of unique gifts, books, and more. Not enough room in your suitcase? Buy a new one. With street pricing, you'll enjoy the same prices you'd expect to find outside the airport. You can also get a manicure or shoe shine, enjoy free Wi-Fi, and if you need to relax, massages are available in a position that's anything but upright and locked.
This message brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac Airport, where you can earn miles for your purchases. Sign up for Merchant Miles at SeaTacShops.com. It's free. SeaTacShops.com.
No one wields a hairdryer like we do at Jean Juarez. Introducing our take on the Express Blow Dry. 30 minutes of intense attention for just $25 through July 31st. It's time this was done by an expert. Stop in or call for an appointment today.
Get in the zone!
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage. And regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas-saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
When you think of home, what do you think of? This is Aaron Artman, president of the Tacoma Rainiers, and in the midst of my sixth season, I think Cheney Stadium when I think home. It's not a stretch to think you can too. Fireworks, families, fresh-cut grass, and entertainment all game long. It's safe, it's clean, fun, affordable, and convenient. It's the white picket fence of the Northwest sports entertainment scene. Come on in. Come home. Come to Cheney Stadium. Go Rainiers.
Join the Rainiers for a 7-game homestand starting with the Las Vegas 51s Wednesday through Friday, followed by the Fresno Grizzlies Saturday through Tuesday.
Long weekends. If only your deck were refinished already. Well, good news. If you win the Flood Wood Care Take It Easy sweepstakes, they'll provide all the supplies and labor. That's right. You take it easy while they take care of your deck. Staining is always easy with Flood products, but it doesn't get any easier than this. Just think, you could spend your next long weekend enjoying your freshly stained deck without doing the work. No purchase necessary. See Flood.com for official rules and to enter.
Bigger may be better, but it doesn't cost more during Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale. Because right now, you can get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
Saturday night, June 30th at the Emerald Queen Casino. Get ready for Rick Springfield. A rock and roll heartthrob. Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. He's ready to deliver. Rick Springfield. Take exit 135 in Tacoma. Don't miss Rick Springfield one night only, June 30th at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
From
the State Farm Traffic Center. Looks like we are seeing some crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill, but really it's just like congestion. It's not really going to put you much below the speed limit. Westbound I-90 approaching the Mint Span. We had an earlier stall has been cleared, and looks like you've got a slow go, though, as you approach the Mint Span. Northbound I-5 is a little crowded from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center, and southbound 405 through Kirkland a tad slow as well. It's the 95.7 KJR Jukebox Jury. Log on to 95.7KJR.com each day and vote for your favorite Jukebox Jury song. Then tune into Steve Slayton at 3 p.m. to hear the verdict.
Delta Dental has the widest network, giving you the most choice to see your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
If you just tuned in, the show, after talking about, you know, people no longer write letters, then they no longer even email, they just text now. This guy, this gentleman, wrote us a 2-page letter in beautiful cursive handwriting, and then in the middle of it, he reveals he's 80 years old, and so Jody goes like, oh, big surprise, the guy who wrote the letter is 80. Now I'm getting to the part about you.
Oh, yeah.
In the letter. And he took time to write about every member of the show. He seems like a sweet man. He's a neighbor of Spike's. And here's what he says about Jody. I must admit, I missed Maura at first, but you are such a cool broad.
Oh, good.
You won me over. Nothing like having an 80-year-old fan, huh? Like, that's probably to be enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
I like you lots, but if you were in charge of the world, Jody, we wouldn't kill any animals. We'd be wearing cardboard shoes and eating grass.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Congrats. You are a great addition to the show, and I like and appreciate your view of the world, which is the polite old person's way of, I don't agree with anything you say.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong most of the time. I enjoy your enthusiasm.
That's how people used to be polite and yeah. say that. What do you got?
I just keep my volume up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's got some sound effects. All right. Then he writes about Pedro and Luciana. I guess our letter writer, John, is Latino because he says, my fellow Latinos. Did you know that, Pedro?
Well, his last name is Gonzalez, so yeah.
Oh, you did see the letter?
No, I didn't, but I heard you
Because you were nervous about what he would say about you.
No, I heard you mispronouncing Gonzalez several times.
Oh, well, when you were walking through. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for being the great role models you are. Your journey towards citizenship is admirable. I'm sure you're an inspiration to many.
Oh, that is such bullcrap.
I see why you wanted your pot up there. Okay.
It all makes sense.
Pedro, you and I had a few email exchanges about 3 years ago when I was running a political campaign in Shoreline. It was about voter registration. Thanks again for your insights into that process. And I understand that you still don't drive, Pedro.
Yes, I don't.
Luciana, a tip of my hat. For your forbearance. Wow. Now, do you even know what forbearance means?
I don't know, but it sounds kinky. And I've never heard
it. Tell them what forbearance means. It's like patience, right?
Yes.
All right, then don't tell them because I already did. Pedro, this is his last words to you. If you find a vacant chair next to the window with a view of the hot tub, let me know.
Oh, this guy's like me. Oh, I invite him for a couple of beers.
I'll be happy to watch Jersey Girl for you. Was she out there yesterday with her the yellow bikini?
You know what happened yesterday? It was sad. There were a bunch of old ladies there. Yeah, Luciana's book club was there on the roof.
Luciana.
Bunch of old ladies.
Oh, it was horrible. It was really sad.
In the hot tub.
Well, they were just
right around the time the naked girl.
Oh,
would have been
it was boring.
Dust soup, anybody?
This is boring.
No, it was.
They were fully clothed.
Oh, and laughing loud and pretending to be funny. Oh.
Bunch of old ladies.
Eric, the 80-year-old guy has something to say to you. Not last, never least. Thanks for your yeoman work you apparently do on behalf of the show. He knows you work super hard behind the scenes, always hustling, always ready with an answer, or quickly find one to any question posed. Congratulations on having JJ in your life. It will be one of constant wonder. He means AJ, but he says JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, AJ, the other day, he actually helped me with a project for real for the first time. We built a dam out of rocks across a stream, and they went all the way across. He picked up big rocks and dropped them exactly where they needed to go. I didn't even need to tell him where they needed to go.
And did you get arrested for messing with salmon habitat? Did he get to learn about that process, too?
Yeah, the dam wasn't high enough that the fish could actually jump over.
No, I got it. There's so much rain lately that you can, you know.
It's what you have to do with kids when you don't have a TV. Yeah. Go out and build a dam.
Yep.
Okay, he said some things about me, but they're all very kind, so you guys would be bored by it. That's so boring. So I'm not going to read. No, I can't read good stuff about me.
Oh, come on. You have to.
No, I can't read it.
You have to.
Let me have it.
No, I can't read it because it's so true.
Wow.
And having me read it about myself would sound very selfish.
Bob, thank you for inviting me into your world every morning. You are a gracious host. You're a delightful, fair, and inviting host who invites me to new experiences, and I feel a fresh perspective on a world I already thought I knew. Thank you for the give and take you encourage and foster among the group. At the end of the day, there is peace and harmony. I enjoy your perspective and the world. You bring a balanced view to your microphone. While I enjoy your show, I often miss much. I have breakfast with my 30-year-old wife. Not really, just checking your attention span. He really wrote that. I'm not kidding.
I still want to meet this guy.
So I may miss most of the last hour. Best wishes on your continued success.
That's not sweet.
This guy's awesome. Miraculous.
You know what I have to say to him?
What?
Thank you for your forbearance. and I appreciate you listening and taking the time to write a long letter like that. It's maybe the first one, maybe the best one I've ever received.
I'm going to send that guy a pair of cardboard shoes.
Send him some shoes.
For being a good guy.
Yeah. And a big cup of grass.
Yeah. Some Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
That was very nice, John. Thank you very, very much.
Tickets are on sale now for the July 28th Spike and the Impaler show at the Tulalip Amphitheater. But they're going fast, so don't wait on this one. Here's a song that we think should be the theme song of Spike and the Impalers, because this is how we do it.
You know I'm gonna try.
need someone to love.
Prestidigitator.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Head to Cabela's 4th of July sale and save on everything you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Get Cabela's 7-pocket hiker shorts for just $14.99. Take 40% off our entire stock of Cabela's flip-flop sandals. Plus, find red-hot buys on marine, fishing, camping, tactical gear, and more. And don't miss our boat inventory clearance sale on all in-stock boats. Hurry into Cabela's 4th of July sale in Lacey and Tulalip or shop online at Cabela's.com.
Yay! Summer's finally here. Wait. Oh, no. There it goes. Oh, here it is again. Oh, and gone.
Oh, well, come rain or come shine, Bartell's Summer Spectacular has great deals throughout the store, like 30% off all Revlon cosmetics and 25% off all Banana Boat and Hawaiian Tropic Sun Care. Throw in a Slushy Magic Slushy Maker for just $14.99, and it's party time. And now that Bartell's is selling spirits, along with their great selection of beer and wine, who really needs the sun? Just grab your friends, whip up some frozen margaritas, and crowd around your brand new 6-foot pre-lit faux palm tree, conveniently purchased at Bartell's Summer Spectacular. You'll have the best indoor pretend summer party ever. Hey, who wants limbo? Ow!
Bartell Drugs is proud to be a Seattle Center Next 50 partner in celebrating the 50th anniversary of the World's Fair, the past, present, and future of Seattle.
My dad gave me his smile.
My mom taught me to never let the American flag touch the ground.
How to make a bed with hospital corners.
That duty is doing what's right, even when nobody's watching.
Kids get a lot of things from their parents. And if their parents served in the military, there's one other thing they'll get. Access to USAA auto insurance. Our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their families is without equal. It's why families who have earned USAA auto insurance regard it so highly. They pass it down from generation to generation. In fact, 95% of members with USAA auto insurance plan to stay with USAA for life. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com or call 800-531-USAA. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you.
95% comes from the 2010 Member Communications Trends Survey, insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
The 4th of July is just around the corner. And if you really want to do it right, now's the time to head to QFC for all the great food you need to celebrate. Save the hot dogs for the kids this year, because right now, QFC has a remarkable buy on one of the finest cuts of meat we offer, boneless ribeye steak. It's the perfect cut for the grill, full of tender, mouth-watering goodness. And this week at QFC, you can pick up USDA Choice boneless ribeye steak for just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. You'll save on 4th of July favorites in produce, too. We've got locally grown Rainier cherries arriving fresh, and they're on sale for just $3.98 a pound. And that's just the beginning. You can count on us for great values on favorites like sweet corn, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and all the snacks, chips, and ice-cold beverages you need for your celebration. All prices with Advantage Card. Have a safe and fun 4th of July from all of us at QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Everybody who wants a strong economy, raise your hand. Everybody who wants a green, sustainable environment, raise your hand. The good news is, we can have both. We are the Private Forest Landowners of Washington, an industry that supports 125,000 family-wage jobs across the state. But we're also stewards of the environment. Our working forests meet or exceed the toughest environmental standards in the country. Through the Forest and Fish Law, we maintain cool, clean water and a healthy home for fish in 60,000 miles of streams that run through our forest lands. We also plant 3 trees for every 1 we harvest, ensuring a renewable resource year after year and generation after generation. The economy and the environment, jobs and sustainability. Washington's working forests are working for all of us. Learn more at forestsandfish.com. Oh, and you can put your hand down now.
In the zone! Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage. And regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas-saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
It's Macy's 4th of July mattress sale. Get the lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Serta Rest Firm Queen 2-Piece set for $297. Or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece set, $397. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com. Or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July mattress sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. There's no need to shop around. We'll beat any price, period. Save big this Friday and Saturday only. Get a $100 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of four tires or wheels. Discount Tire.
Safeway presents Real Big Deals of the Week, or how to shop the sales without shopping around. It's important to find the best deals. That's why Safeway gives you Real Big Club Card deals each week. Right now, for your July 4th cookout, get fresh sweet corn straight from the farm. 6 ears of sweet corn are just a buck. Arrowhead Water is just $3.33 a case, 24-count, 16.9-ounce size. Honey Bunches of Oats are only $1.88 for a 14.5-ounce box. Real Big Deals this week, new ones next week. Now, save an extra 10 to 20% on top of your regular club card savings with Just For You at Safeway.com. It's amazing. You get tons of digital coupons and personal savings. Just click them right onto your Safeway club card. Plus, you get exclusive hot offers with Just For You. Like this week, Oscar Mayer bacon is only $2.99, 12 to 16 ounce sizes, limit 3. Access Just For You at Safeway.com or with the new Safeway app. Safeway, ingredients for life. Club card prices good through July 4th, 2012.
Mom, what's this?
It's an igloo made of carrots.
The whole thing is made of carrots? That is so cool. What's it for?
Funny you ask.
Hey, what are you doing?
Putting you inside. Oh, and closing the door.
Mom!
Now the only way out is to eat your way out.
It's dark in here.
There are better ways to get your kids to eat better. Visit iHeartRadio.com/healthyhabits for a free smart shopping list and lots more great tips.
A message from the Ad Council. And NIH's We Can.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, looks like we do have a stall, 520 westbound from or near Westlake Spanish Parkway. It's blocking the left lane there, so watch out for a minor delay. It's not even really impacting the commute that much. Northbound 405 through the S curve's a little slow there at sunset, then it's smooth sailing as you make your way through the Kennedale Hill. Northbound I-5 still a little slow from just before the West Seattle Bridge up to the Convention Center. Text us your name and three favorite songs to 52309, then tune in at 12 p.m. each weekday to hear if your favorite trio was picked.
State Farm proudly presents the all-new Traffic Divas Traffic Alerts for 2012. For free, personalized traffic text updates directly from me to you, text the word traffic to 52309. That's traffic to 52309, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
Every time.